Sky Horizon, folks. The barometer is dropping. Storms ahead. Anti-ICE protesters outside of Minneapolis courthouse demanding ICE out now after ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota. The leftist networks have been organizing. They have been planning for this. They have been waiting for the green light to activate their minions and start the, I guess will be the winter of love this time, but to carry out what they did under George Floyd, which of course they not only weren't punished for, the networks that created the riots, again, just in flagrant violation of federal law. You're not allowed to go state to state creating riotous conditions, which is exactly what these groups did. They're on tape doing it. Not only did they not get punished, they had most of their demands met. Police departments were defunded. DEI was established in corporations. Huge funds were established for, you know, racial supremacists that hate white people. Those things happened. Then, even the people that were arrested or at least, you know, placed in zip ties for 30 minutes in New York got payouts of tens of thousands of dollars each. Millions of dollars paid out from the city, from the government, to the very rioters that carried this out. So not only have they had, do they have experience in this, they have taken those lessons and hardened those networks and are planning to do it again, only to a much greater and more destructive degree. And this is going to get even crazier because already before you had this shooting, DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, and PSL, one of their aligned groups, were planning nationwide days of action this Saturday already. A friend of the show, Carolyn Boroshenko, was actually in one of their planning meetings. And this is all predicated on Maduro. They're going to go and protest Trump's actions against Venezuela. Let's go to clip number 26 here for a little bit. So just know, as Minneapolis becomes the, you know, heart of the resistance that's just breaking out as we speak, already across the country, you have these well-established, well-funded networks planning already to do a big day of action this Saturday. This will get folded into it, and I have a feeling we're going to be in for a very exciting next couple days. Let's go to clip 26 here for a few minutes.
We have five demands. The first one is to free President Nicolas Maduro and First Lady Celia Flores now. That is our first demand. The second one is to pass the War Powers Resolution, which, we're going to explain what that is. But we absolutely need to pass a War Powers Resolution. That way Trump can't just continue to attack Venezuela without any restraint. And so the third thing is to impeach Trump for war crimes. This is an absolute criminal behavior, and he needs to be impeached. The fourth demand is no war for oil. And the fifth demand is to end all sanctions against Venezuela, which is something that the DSA, that we've advocated for years now. And so we have two things in the immediate future that we're going to be organizing around. The first is to organize and attend a day of action, an action during DSA's National Day of Protest. And it's going to be this Saturday, January 10th. And we're actually working with BSL. So they've co-endorsed January 10th, this Saturday, as a national day of action. And so the plan is that we're going to be working together and also potentially aligning with other left groups in the United States.
I believe that as socialists and as workers, we have an obligation to our international union siblings to disavow these crimes. For this reason,
right, so that's just
my
a little clip of a 10-minute-long video. Carolyn Boroshenko was in their planning meeting, so she was undercover infiltrating one of their Zoom meetings where they're planning a day of action this Saturday. I guarantee you these same groups are meeting right now as we speak to fold in not only the anti-Trump Venezuela protest, now it's going to be this ICE protest, all eyes on Minneapolis as activist groups starting to gather outside of the ICE facility there. We'll return with more on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Alex Jones has been warning for this entire year that the left has a plan they call the Podesta plan that they're all read in on, that they all understand, and they're working quietly behind the scenes to establish networks of activists who will be activated. And all they were waiting for was a false flag, something they had preempted by, you know, telling everybody that this is what they're waiting for. You know, basically saying, like, you know, what Trump's doing is dangerous. One of these days he's going to kill somebody and then it's going to really pop off. As soon as ICE kills somebody, that's going to be the green light. And they're communicating this behind the scenes. It seems as though they feel like they found their casus belli, their cause of war. With the shooting of a woman in Minneapolis, again, it's almost emblematic how much like a Rorschach test the video is. If you're pro-ICE, you see that the ICE agent is about to be run over. He's hit by the car and fires in self-defense. But if you are aligned against ICE, it's very easy for you to see it as an act of police overreach by somebody that had other options available. Regardless, the only reason this condition exists is because of the incitement by the left against Donald Trump, the encouragement of their own people to go interfere in the lawful activities of ICE. And I know Alex addressed this a lot on his show, but I get the same comments of people saying, oh, you know, now you're on the side of, now you're a bootlicker, now you're on the side of the Fed. It's like, there, do you understand that there's a difference between like arbitrary roadblocks in American cities that, you know, the Fed set up just to normalize the idea that you may be stopped and searched without cause at any time, which is what was happening, you know, when Alex was exposing that type of stuff in the early 2000s. There's a difference between that and ICE agents going after criminals that are in this country illegally and who refuse to leave. Yeah, one is lawful and one is not. If ICE was actually going after American citizens, you bet your ass I'd be down there. In fact, that's one of the reasons why this is so infuriating, is because they won't have this energy if and when the United States government becomes truly tyrannical and starts, you know, kidnapping people and all the language that they use about ICE, which is just completely untrue because they're going after people who have broken the law. And are, refusing to obey lawful orders. But if they do ever actually start to be tyrannical, do you think anyone's going to care? You're all hysterical over nothing. You're all acting like you're standing up against tyranny. You're not. So when tyranny actually comes, you're going to be cheering for it. It's actually kind of infuriating. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls about this for the second half of the show. I have a lot of other stuff to cover. The Russia tanker is a big story. What's happening in Ukraine is a big story. There's other stuff to get into, but obviously what we're bringing you here are the latest videos. As you can see, rioters, protesters, banging on the door of the ICE facility in downtown Minneapolis. And I imagine this is only going to grow. This is only going to get more intense, more chaotic, as more and more people show up. It looks like this very well could be the kickoff of the next round. We have an identity of the woman who was shot today. The woman fatally gunned down by ICE agents in Minneapolis was identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, a beloved and compassionate resident of the Twin Cities, her mother said. Good was publicly identified by her mother hours after she was gunned down, the Star Tribune reported. Renee was one of the kindest people I've ever known, said her mother, Donna Granger. She was extremely compassionate. She's taken care of people all her life. She was loving, forgiving, and affectionate. She was an amazing human being. That's so stupid, Granger said. Of her daughter's death, she was probably terrified. What was she doing there? Good was killed in a middle-class neighborhood in South Minneapolis where ICE agents were carrying out immigration operation Wednesday. She was among several people who allegedly blocked the street with their vehicles to prevent agents from moving, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Like, that's another one of these things. Do we remember what happened in Dallas with Antifa? I feel like I've said it over and over and over again to the point that you're probably sick of hearing it. Multi-stage ambush attack, right? Where they were using military-style tactics and weapons to fire at ICE agents. Thank God nobody actually died. People were hurt, severely in some cases. It's actually necessary, like it's incumbent on the ICE agents to treat this type of activity like a coordinated attack. And if you're going to attack ICE, if you're going to attack anybody, this is what you do. You box them in with cars, and then you start firing on them. That's how hits happen. That's how attacks happen. That's how attacks on ICE agents have happened in the recent past. So here, this woman, like, what does she think she's doing? She's entering into a war zone. She is playing the part of an enemy combatant, setting an ambush for heavily armed agents, and she thinks she just has to be allowed to do this. Are you an idiot? These guys are engaged in lawful activity. They're engaged in law enforcement activity. They're engaged in a dangerous activity. And their lives are at risk. And here comes along some lady with her SUV thinking, I'm going to be the soldier. I'm going to box them in, set them up to be trapped with no avenue of escape. These guys don't know if she's setting them up for an ambush. They have to sort of act like she is, just in case she is, because that's what she's doing, whether she means to or not. Agents got out of their blocked truck and ordered the woman to move her SUV, at which point she sped towards one of the officers, pushing him with her vehicle. Yeah, pushing him with her vehicle. That's how you put that, right? Yeah, when a car hits a human being, we call that a push, right? No, colliding into him with her vehicle. As he spun towards the driver's seat window, he fired three shots into the car. Footage from numerous angles shows. She was shot at least once in the head and later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security called her a domestic terrorist who attempted to kill federal agents. Well, you tell me. You tell me who's the domestic terrorist. Is it Ashley Babbitt, the 14-year Air Force veteran, totally unarmed, seemingly given permission to go through a door only to have a man hiding in wait, pointing a gun at her from 3 feet away, shooting her in the neck without warning? She was called a domestic terrorist over and over again. What did she do? Walk through the Capitol without permission? We showed the video yesterday. You can see it. Every angle of the Ashley Babbitt killing, there are police blocking the door. They deliberately leave. They move out of the way and allow Ashley Babbitt to move forward where somebody else is. Michael Byrd is standing, hiding behind a wall, only the hand with the gun pointing out, seen from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, to kill her. And they say, well, she was a domestic terrorist. More people are lucky they didn't get the Ashley Babbitt treatment. She didn't hurt anybody. She wasn't trying to run anybody over. She walked through the Capitol, was within reach of a police officer who could have reached out to stop her if they didn't want her moving forward. No, they shot her in the neck instead. In this case, highly volatile situation. This woman is actively engaged in, you know, putting up barricades to stop the lawful activity of the ICE officers. She then uses her car to try to run over one of the officers, and he shoots in self-defense. Yeah, she's a domestic. Ashley Babbitt's a domestic terrorist. So is this lady. Even if Ashley Babbitt's not a domestic terrorist, this lady is. Okay? So don't let them try to confuse you with the double standard. Far-left extremists in Minnesota have announced a vigil for their comrade who was shot dead after accelerating an SUV towards an ICE agent in Minneapolis. They're claiming the woman was a peaceful legal observer. Video showed the car blocked DHS agents on the road before the driver accelerated at an agent. A vigil for their comrade. Okay, so she was a far-left activist, they're saying. The Department of Homeland Security called her a domestic terrorist who attempted to kill federal agents. One of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Trisha McLaughlin wrote on X, Good's mother was baffled by the idea of her being involved in an ICE protest, however, saying she was not part of anything like that at all. Her SUV swiftly crashed into a row of parked cars as onlookers screamed in horror. Local leaders did not hide their outrage over the killing as the footage began to spread. Ties, get the F out of Minneapolis. All right, so her mom is saying that she's not involved in any of that stuff, but Antifa is saying she's a fallen martyr and a comrade. Woman shot and killed in ICE identifies 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. DHS Les Good weaponized her vehicle. I'm trying to find more information about her in particular. Emily Heller, a resident near 33rd in Portland, told registers she saw a vehicle blocking traffic near the intersection as part of a protest or confrontation with ICE. According to Heller, she was trying to turn around and the ICE agent was in front of her car. He pulled out a gun, put it right up to the hood of the car, and then reached across and shot her in the face three or four times. Heller said the vehicle then accelerated. This is what we see on video. Another witness, Venus DeMars, is that a real name? Venus DeMars, okay. Who arrived after hearing reports of federal activity near Central Elementary School, said, I saw them performing CPR behind a snowbank for about a minute. The ambulances arrived and placed her on a stretcher. So again, we don't have, the investigation remains ongoing, and officials have not publicly reconciled video evidence with DHS official account. I don't think they need to. I think the official account corresponds with what we see on the video. And what we don't have is anything before that initial event. I don't know if the crew can try to find what happened, you know, prior to that truck pulling up. But obviously this lady is doing like a 3-point turn across the street. The agents are going up to her vehicle. One of them is trying to open her door. Like, it didn't start that way, right? One thing I can be sure of not being the case is this wasn't a woman who was just confused and like, you know, didn't know what to do and was trying to just like found herself accidentally in the middle of an ICE raid. That seems like kind of how it's being portrayed a little bit. But no, it sounds like, and if we back it up, even that, so it starts off with this other car like zooming away. So is that a cop car or is that, you know, another, so like that car zooms away, right? And she sort of waves him on and then she tries to wave on this other car. I don't know. And this is very weird. Other people saying her license plate is from out of state. So again, if whatever more information we can get about her, it seems like we're getting conflicting stories here. Some people say, you know, her mother saying she would not be involved in anything like an ICE protest, but Antifa saying this is their dead comrade. Of course, they would say that anyway because they just want to weaponize her death to achieve their political ends. They don't actually care about who she is. Don't be fooled about that. Dr. Mehmet Oz warns Minnesota fraud is just the tip of the iceberg. These things are not separate in any way, right? The fraud is the immigration, is the ICE enforcement, is the pushback. I think they may be more connected than just being about immigration. Leftists in Minnesota are now burning the American flag. This should tell you everything you need to know. What is Trump doing? What is Trump's response to this? So far, he's come out and said, you know, this was fine, basically. But we're seeing it now. So the crowds are starting to gather, starting to light things on fire. I mean, we know Tim Walz had a complete stand down during all of 2020, where his wife literally said she left her windows open so she could enjoy smelling the burning tires all day from the arson attacks and fires that were burning down her entire city. Yeah, I'm going to have to take your calls on this. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. I'll take your calls for the second half of this show. Because it feels like we're watching the George Floyd video. Feels like we're seeing the coordinated activist, Antifa, Democrat, you know, law enforcement, media combine get the green light and start revving up their engines. So what do we do about this? Do we trust that Trump will have an adequate response? Has he learned his lesson from 2020? Remember, 2020 was a little bit different. A little bit. It was that presidential election year. Trump was trying to get reelected. He didn't want to blow his chances by going too hard against the protesters. Now, it's an election year again in the midterms in 2026. Is that going to be enough to stay his hand? Does he think that the optics of crushing these protests are going to play well, or is he just going to do it? Because throughout all of 2020, Tim Walz never activated the National Guard to stop the rioting in Minnesota. But he's already talking about activating the National Guard specifically to fight or somehow expel the federal officers, the ICE agents, that are in the state now. And all of this comes about on the day that his fraud scandals have completely exploded. Do we have this video? Let's pull this in. Yesterday, Tim Walz declared Minnesota is, quote, at war with the federal government, at war against the federal government. Again today, he called it a war with our federal government. This lunatic is sick and dangerous. Okay, that's the official White House account saying that. Try really hard not to yell at them right now. You are the White House. Why are you telling us this? You have a governor of a state who, in his own words, has literally declared war against the federal government. He has now actually given orders to the National Guard to prepare for deployment against the federal government. What are you posting videos for? What are you posting videos for? Why are you posting videos of this? We know. Oh, we're aware. We're very aware. Yeah, I mean, we're just in bizarro world. It is so crazy. So unbelievably crazy. Stuart Rhodes and Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, were sentenced to 20 years and more in prison under charges of insurrection and seditious conspiracy, which they said in the indictment was an unspoken conspiracy. They didn't do anything. But because the government assumed that they all shared a psychic bind, they all shared a mind wave that told them to cause an insurrection, they were declared guilty and they were sentenced to 2 decades in prison on literally nothing. Like, I can't explain to you how absent of any evidence there ever was for those charges. Here you have a governor of a state of America saying we are at war with the federal agents, we are at war with the federal government, I am hereby issuing an order to the National Guard to be ready to deploy against the federal government. If you can arrest and imprison Stuart Rhodes for having a weapons cache several states over, at the same time a riot happens in D.C., I think you have enough to arrest Tim Walz who is the governor of a state and is actively deploying the military against the federal government. And if Trump doesn't resolve this, what are we going to do about it? So I think we're in the same position as Trump was in 2020. We understood this is all about the election. We understood that they were going to cause chaos specifically and intentionally to try to incite violence against them, to weaponize it politically. Are we going to be so patient again? This from Andy No. Leftist rioters attack DHS agents as Democrat leaders incite insurrection against the federal government. This is the same city that tolerated the deadly BLM Antifa riots in 2020. So here you have video. Leftist rioters are now attacking DHS agents, perfectly in line with and in accordance with the demands from their governor and mayor, who are in a state of sedition and insurrection. Might be time for that Insurrection Act, Trump. Might just be time. Might be time for a federal takeover of the state of Minneapolis, which is a failed state at this point. And of course, sort of the most annoying part about all of this is knowing that none of these people are going to be arrested. And if they do get arrested, they're going to be maybe paid $500,000 for their trouble.
By the way, I know you're already covering it. They're already rioting in Minnesota.
Where the crew's bringing up all the newest footage as it comes up.
Yeah, well, this is from earlier today, but they're rioting. Pull up Fox News. They're like attacking police, period. I mean, this is the leftist uprising, and they have a woman trying to ram somebody with a car. Remember the MSNBC headlines from 6 months ago? We need blood.
Yeah.
I mean, we need our people to die. This is so sick.
They've been waiting for this. They've just got the green light. Yeah, guys, bring up whatever live footage you can or whatever videos are dropping. There are lots of people on the ground there. I don't know where Nick Sortor is. If Nick Sortor is in the mix anywhere, maybe we can get him on the line. Or anybody else that we know in the area. If the crew wants to start reaching out to people, I would like to get a line on this. We're just monitoring the feeds that we have as the rioting breaks out. I mean, you got to wonder if the National Guard would even follow Waltz's orders. We're going to stay on top of this. The riots are starting, and it's only going to increase into the weekend, as they already have pre-planned riots across major U.S. cities, already planned because of Venezuela. Those are going to now morph into anti-ICE protests, and things are about to get crazy. We're going to be here monitoring it and bringing you up to the minute developments. Stay tuned. I do ask you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. We are, again, going to be covering this live just like we did through 2020, just like we did through 2024. We will be your outlet for the truth as long as you're there to support us. Go to thealexjonesstore.com for the biggest sale we've ever had. 47% off absolutely everything on thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off absolutely everything. No discount needed. The sale ends tonight at midnight. And when you order any supplement, you get your choice of either a free body of Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummies added to your order. So you get 40% off your purchase and a free gift. Absolutely incredible value. More on the other side.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it, for one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10k cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish sea moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexShowStore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, and it's looking like war. The insurrection is on. Rioters are smashing the doors of the headquarters of ICE in Minneapolis, as crowds grow to protest the killing of a woman today who was attempting to disrupt an ICE arrest and attempted to run over an ICE agent who responded by firing at her. Here you see the crowds growing. Let's keep those images up, guys. I just want to keep these images rolling or put them, you know, on the screen behind me here. Tim Walz has spoken after this ICE-involved shooting. Here again, you can see the crowds of rioters encroaching on the local police and the federal police there. It looks like throwing snowballs at the police. All right. The snowball is now rolling down the hill. The longer it rolls, the bigger it gets. The bigger it gets, the faster it rolls. Intervention is key now. The sooner, the better. And just about everybody, I'm monitoring X for all the new videos coming up, as well as responses from, you know, our colleagues across the spectrum, and everybody's on the same page. Trump, you got to arrest Tim Walz. You have to crack down on this. You have to shut this down immediately. There's no argument about this. There's no discussion. There's no nuance. The ICE agents have a lawful duty to carry out arrest. Any attempt to prevent that or obstruct that is in and of itself a crime. and has to be treated like a crime, and the people doing it have to be arrested. This is an insurrection already, and it's only going to get bigger and grow more. We have statements from the authorities in Minneapolis and Minnesota making statements that are unambiguous, unsubtle. They are declarations of war against the federal government. Let's go now to Tim Walz, who makes no bones about it. Let's watch.
And it's clear. Look, I don't know. I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
But you are now, right? I mean, I'm going to open up the phone lines for your call. We're gonna bring you, you know, all the updates as they happen. But just know the crowds are gathering. The networks of leftist activists are activating in your city as well as Minneapolis. And whether it starts right now or whether it really kicks off this weekend, this is not going to stop or slow down anytime soon. And it requires a very robust response from the Trump administration. Let's go to another video of Tampon Tim. And this, I think, is a setup for, how do I put this? Basically, they are declaring war against the federal government, but they're basically saying, if you don't want to go to war, then you punish the person that shot the woman. I think you'll understand what I mean. Let's go to this. This is Tim Walz calling the agent that shot the woman a rogue agent. Let's watch.
Of nature, if it's a global pandemic, or in this case, if it is a rogue federal agent. I don't know at this time, and I want to be very careful. It's unprecedented that we have the federal government's already determined exactly what's happened here and the motives of an individual that we don't even know the name. They don't know the name. And that's very difficult. So,
yeah, you don't need to know the name. Yeah, a car driving right at an ICE agent. ICE agent, it actually hits the ICE agent as she drives through. Oh, but what is her name, though? No, she tried to run over an ICE agent. That's the important part. That's the thing that matters about who she is. Here again, you can see them just bombarding agents with and officers with snowballs as they become more and more emboldened. Really, it's just the most disappointing thing ever, seeing all these people who genuinely think that they're engaged in some sort of righteous stand against tyranny. It is so depressing. I mean, either way, it's bad. Like, they either know what they're doing. They either know fully well they are just anti-American scum. They just are advocating for the total deconstruction of our entire system, that they're just evil and just know that they're evil. Or they're so stupid. They're so brainwashed. They genuinely think they're standing up against tyranny. They're contributing 100% to the tyranny in every possible way. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Number to call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. It's 1-877-789-2539. Brian Krasenstein, this appears to be the ICE agent who shot and killed the woman in Minneapolis. Anybody know his name? So when Tim Walz is like, maybe this was a rogue agent, seems like he's almost saying like, well, you know, if you just give us the agent, if you just sacrifice the agent, then, you know, we'll be satisfied. Which, of course, is a lie. Yeah, our fight continues. ICE out of Minnesota, organizing meeting Thursday, 1-8, 6 p.m. Hey, any listeners in Minnesota want to attend a meeting? Any InfoWarriors out there feel like getting involved? I really don't know what the right thing to do here is, because we are in false flag territory, very much so. I would just like to see the federal government seize the initiative here and actually go crack down on all these people. I mean, I would just preemptively declare a curfew. I would actually arrest Tim Walz, because you understand, no matter what happens from here on out, it is their fault. is absolutely their fault. They had an opportunity to say, guys, this was the inevitable consequence of, let's see, regarding the ICE shooting, this image on the left would have been mainstream media without X. It would have dominated every news network. By the time we would have been able to debunk it, the hands up, don't shoot lie would have spread. With X, the media loses its power. So yeah, it's showing the way that you can, you know, selectively edit or selectively choose angles to make it look like one thing happened rather than another. He's exactly right about that. You guys, bring up the call screen whenever you can. We'll start going to calls as soon as they start coming in. Yeah, I think he has to. I think he has to arrest Tim Walz. I think he has to preemptively declare, you know, a curfew. So, like I said, anything that happens from this point out is absolutely their fault. They had an opportunity to come out and say, the last thing we want is more death. The last thing we want is more chaos. This was a tragedy. This should have never happened. We've asked ICE to pause, you know, their activities for the time being, and we ask Minnesotans to trust us. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to handle it diplomatically. Instead, they said, ICE needs to get the F out of here. If you stay here, there's going to be more people killed, and we encourage everybody to go out and protest and go out and, you know, disrupt what ICE is doing. So anything that happens from here on out, if they want to try to false flag this, if they want to have, you know, an explosive go off and kill a bunch of the protesters and try to blame it on a right winger, or, you know, have a shooter fire into the crowd and blame ICE for it, anything that happens from this point on is 100% the fault of the authorities in Minnesota and Minneapolis, which is why Trump has not just an excuse or a justification, but it's a necessity now that he step in and remove them from power. When you have people in this state, after a woman has been killed as a consequence of what they've already incited against ICE, going out and deliberately making conditions less safe, deliberately encouraging people to engage in violent activity against agents, like, okay, you now have a duty, you now have an obligation to go in, remove these people from power, and bring about calm, because more people are going to die if you don't. I'd love to see Trump come out and make another statement on this, to actually do something about this, maybe to nationalize the National Guard in Minneapolis, interrupt that chain of command, considering the fact that the people currently in charge are declaring war against the federal government. So, true Civil War conditions. Right now, the sparks have landed on the kindling, the fire, and the flames are starting to rise, but you still snuff it out. You still have a chance now. Put your boot on it. Snuff out the fire before it starts to rage. What we're seeing here are the flames flickering to life after they've done everything they can to throw sparks at the kindling for the last year or more. So again, let's go to Tim Walz here saying it's your patriotic duty to protest ICE. Here it is.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
I mean, that's incitement. I don't know what else it would be. Again, just take it back to January 6th. You know, Trump gives a speech where he says, patriotically and peacefully march to let them know what we think. Support, you know, lend your support and your voice to the, people inside the building. And they said, that's insurrection. That's a threat to violence. Meanwhile, the violence is already happening. The violence is already taking place. And Walz goes up behind a podium and says, it's your duty to protest ICE. It's your duty to be involved in this. So anything that happens from here on out, 100% their fault. I'm going to go out to call to see what you have to say about this. I'll just say I think this is 100% tied into the fraud ring and the fact that the Walz government right now is basically just been busted today as having engaged in a cover-up to screw up the investigation into the billions of dollars of fraud that they have actively participated in. And that's who these people are. And they know full well that encouraging people to go out and start confronting ICE, to stoke the fire of outrage that's so misplaced, but, you know, created, fostered by them. He knows how dangerous this is. He does not care. He knows that this could easily spiral out of control. Easily you can, I mean, you have any idea how many mentally ill psychopaths are in the leftist ranks, and you're sitting there going, yeah, it is evil what's happening. They are kidnapping people. Trump is a tyrant. You are brave and a hero for standing up to them. He knows that this could easily become a mass death situation. It's worth it. It's worth it to him. Just, feels an awful lot like we're sitting here watching the fire start to grow out of control. Trump's our firefighter. He's the fireman. He's got the hose and the water and the ability to do something about it. Do we wait? Do we wait? Let's go to I Fix It All in West Virginia here on line one, talking about Minnesota, seven steps to fix the country. Go ahead. I Fix It All in West Virginia. You're on the air.
I Fix It All here on YouTube. I Fix It All. Look, how to fix 85% of our nation's problems inside of 12 months. I've had this typed up. I'm a leftover from last Friday calls. It's called the 24/7 plan. It's 100% constitutional. So I got to read all this. Step one, declare temporary soft martial law and reinvigorate the defunct volunteer armed self-deputized civil defense volunteers at the zip code level with or without your sheriff's consent. Step two, executive order followed by a vote to lower the bar for treason. Step three, executive order followed by a vote to redefine citizenship revocation. Step four, executive order followed by a vote to normalize firing squads. Step five, evaluate all persons in the U.S. and determine guilt of treason. This will be hundreds of thousands of all races, ranks, and gender, using all available means where tyrants have exposed themselves. Step six, pick your country or pick your bullet test. Those guilty of treason, pick a bullet. Step, those guilty of calling for the destruction of the Constitution, pick a country. Step seven is the good one. Use National Guard and Amtrak Rail to deposit these people to the East and West Coast. Use three East and three West Coast huge container ships to lawfully or by surprise ship this scum out to other shores. These would be the denaturalized and or illegals. I Fix It All on YouTube focused on self-sufficiency and reduce government dependency. I'm starting a InfoWars call-in show on Rumble with a single focus, but not what's going on, but what we can do.
Well, that'll be very fun. Can people find that by searching I Fix It All?
Yeah.
All right. I agree with your list. I mean, the frustration here is, you know, it's not that complicated to figure out what we have to do. It's literally just enforce the law. As you point out, I mean, your steps are all, you know, very well thought out. At the end of the day, it all boils down to enforce the law. Enforce the law. That's literally it. Deport the illegal criminals. Arrest the people that are getting in the way and obstructing. Arrest the people that have committed fraud. Arrest the people in the government that are collaborating with the people committing fraud. It's not complicated. It's not hard. The only barrier to this is the fact that we insist on providing due process to everybody. And, you know, maybe these are extraordinary circumstances. Like I said last time, you physically cannot provide, you know, full-fledged court trials with lawyers on both sides for 80,000 Somalis that are all involved in this. And you make new methods of prosecution to deal with extraordinary circumstances. What do you think RICO was? RICO didn't exist, but they looked at the, you know, construction of the mob, and they decided, okay, we can't charge the people at the top because they don't actually commit the crimes. They commit the crimes through actuaries, through their subordinates. So, okay, we need a new law that says we can charge you with something you've ordered somebody else to do. Like, you just do it, okay? That's how this works. And you can't go through and systematically, you know, arrest and charge every single person in an entire organized crime family. You charge the family as a whole. It's RICO. It's organized crime. That's what's happening here. So if whether it's Somalia or the government of Minnesota, it needs to be treated like a RICO case, like a mob, like a mafia, like extraordinary circumstances that the normal function of the Department of Justice is not capable of handling, so cannot be expected to, you know, stick to its normal modus operandi. Okay? Like we can't systematically, piece by piece, go through and treat every single Somali engaged in the fraud as if they're a sole and independent criminal. Our system is not built for systematic community-wide corruption like this, so we have to just take extraordinary measures. Maybe they'll all light themselves on fire. That's what it looks like is happening. That'll solve the problem too. Chad in Minnesota is called in on line six. You're there in Minnesota. Are you on the ground? What's happening there?
Hey, Harrison. No, I'm not. I actually am in the city, but this is absolutely 100% an opportunity to expose what, you know, has been going on for quite some time. We're sitting here and we know all of the fraud has been going on since 2013-ish. And, you know, now we have the mayor of Minneapolis basically inciting and calling on these individuals with what he said, and he said to get the F out of here. That's not what you do as a leader,
right?
As somebody that is going to actually provide a way of cleaning up. What, I mean, aren't we just playing the role of what they've accused Donald Trump of doing when he was inside? So now you're actually doing what you accused Donald Trump of doing on January 6th, exactly. And that never happened. We all know that. And exactly. Now you have the mayor and the governor, and this is an opportunity. Never let a great opportunity go to waste. And I guarantee you these people that are throwing snowballs at the agents, what another great opportunity. I'd be willing to bet that they're probably half Antifa. They're all inciting. It's all, I mean, all of a sudden, they're just coming out of woodwork. I mean, this is an opportunity that it needs, and you can swoop up, because, I mean, it was quoted from Jacob Frey, somebody that went to school for acting, and he didn't, you know, pass that and failed at that, and now he's an actor as this, you know, someone who, I mean, this is definitely what he said in his own words, is that it's a tinderbox here, and this is what's happening now.
Yep.
And this 100 gets me all riled up because of what happened with George Floyd. I was watching the third precinct burn down
right
that day. And here we go.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, they're doing everything they can to instigate this chaos. This can't be allowed to continue. So what is the mood there in Minneapolis? I mean, obviously your city's got a lot of problems, but I mean, what we're seeing is massive crowds starting to gather. Is there an equally sized population that is in favor of ICE, or I mean, which, what is the mood there? Can you tell?
You know, typically here it's hard to read overall. A lot of people won't say out loud. I speak out loud all the time. People don't like it. It is something that inner city, you got to look at the wards and the representation there. That whole, all the wards within Minneapolis, just go online and look up their beliefs and look at what they have as, you know, what they're running for. And they've done surveys and, you know, police reform, all this stuff, right? But you go outside of the city and you definitely will have support 100%.
Right.
And, you know, that just goes hand in hand with, you know, it's like California. It's like, you know, anywhere, these blue cities, you know, you get out of the city and people are ready to, you know, basically say, get out of here. And the thing is that it's criminal behavior. It can be a sanctuary city, but you cannot by law interfere and incite violence towards those federal agents. You can't do that.
Right. And as you point out, you've got these huge crowds throwing snowballs at federal agents. We know what the federal government can do when they put their mind to it. We saw the sedition hunters. Again, I can't help but just keep relating this back to January 6th because there are so many things in parallel, as you're pointing out, Chad, that, you know, the thing they accused Trump of doing, inciting this riot, is literally exactly what they're doing. The difference being Trump never did it, obviously, but also that the riot is already ongoing. There's already been one death, and they're now inciting the riot and now encouraging people, not just in Minneapolis, but around the whole country, to rise up in opposition to this. But then in addition to that, you know how much we've talked over the last year about the incredible surveillance grid that is being installed by the likes of Palantir or, you know, their program Gotham. Or there's that other one that, you know, they brag about 30 police departments using all over the country to, you know, essentially have pre-crime. All right, you want to use any of that to maybe identify the insurrectionists assaulting federal officers, or is that only for American citizens who, like, disagree with the lockdown or anti-Semitic? Like, okay, we have all of this incredible surveillance. We have all this incredible, like, facial recognition technology. Do we want to use it to actually arrest and punish the people that are at this moment engaged in insurrection against the United States, or is all of that just to, you know, crush Americans and our free speech? Again, we've got a lot of more videos about this. They have essentially effectively run out ICE from where they were carrying out their operation. Nancy Pelosi says the killing of an unarmed woman by a masked federal agent in Minneapolis is a moral outrage and a betrayal of American values. There has been no justification offered, only deception and deflection from those in charge. The man was almost run over by a car. What are you talking about? So, and the Democrats are fanning this flame with everything they've got. Accountability for this killing is not optional. As we pray for the victim's family and loved ones, our nation must reject this violence and unequivocally denounce it. We have to crush it. We have to crush it. We have to crush them. I mean, they're excited. They're excited. They recognize what an opportunity this is. These people do not care about the facts of the case. They do not care about the dangerous conditions that they're creating. They just don't care. They're happy to plunge us into literal civil war because their crimes are being exposed and because their pet illegals are being expelled from the country, which, of course, is just dismantling their entire fraud scheme by which they use illegal and legal immigration to enrich themselves, fund their campaigns, and screw over the American people to the tunes of tens of billions of dollars. It's all completely related. We, again, are just sitting here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for Trump to do something or anything. Stop this, please. Literally anything right now. Do it now. What are you waiting for?
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50X entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, thealexshowstore.com, 47% off as well. Thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.